Hey, hello. You're stuck driving Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at communicating results of security vulnerabilities and concerns in a way that makes sense and the way that gets them prioritized appropriately. You know, and someone from my team comes to me like, this is a top priority, we've got to do this, that, and that. And it may be a top priority. You're like, yes, let's go do this. Let's build the thing. Let's, you know, fund the thing. Let's go. Let's roll. But then again, there's times when, as the manager or as the director or vice president or whatever your title may be, you look at the government, in the big picture, does this really matter? Probably not. So the tip to you is, as you're putting together your recommendations, make sure they really are relevant to whoever the decision maker is. And that can be easy to miss. We can oftentimes fall into these stance of thinking, you know, leadership is apathetic about security. There's an apathy problem. People don't care. They've heard it so much that no one's acting. But at the same time, let's take a hypothetical situation. Let's suppose we have a website. Let's suppose this website is part of a vulnerability and penetration test. Let's suppose that the pen tester Inc. that we hire, the third party that we brought in to do our due diligence, ran the scan and found, brace yourselves, that there's legacy ciphers on that web server. Okay. And of course, the CVS score is critical because there's, you know, legacy ciphers and that traffic could be intercepted. Okay. And so it gets put in the report and it gets presented in the executive summary that we are at critical risk because of legacy ciphers. Okay. Is that an apathy problem at that part? It's a web server. It's public information. We put it over SSL as a courtesy because it's the right thing to do. Maybe our hosting company now does SSL by default. So many websites do. But it's public information. We're not transacting any business over it other than, you know, hey, here's how to get a hold of us, here's who we are. We're not doing authentication over that other than perhaps the web developer does log in or whoever in marketing maintains the content. We're not putting up trade secrets. We're not transmitting payment information or PHI information. It's a website. Is that really critical? Yes, I understand the CVS score rates as critical. Is that really critical? In business context, no, it's not. But I think all too often when we do these assessments and we push these results up, we forget to think, what could the bad guys do with this and what would be the harm to the organization? And if the bad guys couldn't really do much with it, and if it doesn't really harm the organization, we need to adjust those risk rankings. I don't believe we've got a priority or an apathy problem with leadership. I think everyone has a good sense these days of what the concerns about security are. What we do have is a context and a communication problem. And if we're not putting these vulnerabilities into context, we're not communicating in a way that demonstrates impact to the organization, the mission of the organization, then it's not us that they're not prioritized appropriately, right? Because if it was me, and I'm looking at five things I gotta do, and on there is the critical ciphers, probably not getting addressed anytime soon. So that's it. Keep in mind when you're doing vulnerability findings, context. It's vital. Have yourself a good weekend.